This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We're going to have Sheikh Yassin come up and conclude the program, inshallah. Sheikh Yassin is, mashallah, very well known, so he does not need an introduction. But for those of you that don't know Sheikh Khalid Yassin, he was born in New York City as a Christian, where he spent most of his childhood. Sheikh Khalid Yassin embraced Islam in 1965 with the late Sheikh Dawood Ahmed Faisal at the Islamic Mission of America located in Brooklyn, New York. The Sheikh studied over the course of 30 years, mashallah, fiqh sunnah, aqidah, ahkam, memorization of the Quran, Islamic history, and the Arab language. The Arabic language, not the Arab language, the Arabic language. It's for all of us, remember, brothers and sisters, not just the Arabs. With several well-known teachers and mentors. He is a student of Sheikh Khalid Al-Halawani in Mecca, who is a student of Sheikh Safar Hawali, one of the major Islamic scholars in the world today. The Sheikh has dedicated the last 20 years removing misconception about Islam and Muslims. He has delivered lectures in more than 75 countries worldwide, resulting in over 65,000 persons embracing Islam directly from his hand. MashaAllah. Takbir! 65,000 people, brothers and sisters. There are hundreds of students in Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Australia, Europe, United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States who have completed the da'wah techniques, da'wah management, Islam 101, empowerment for life, Islam and America, and the development of Islamic communities, certificate programs. MashaAllah. Sheikh Khalid is the founder and CEO of the following registered organizations: the Islamic Television Trust in the United Kingdom, the Purpose of Life Foundation in the USA, Purpose Media Group in the USA, Purpose Television in the USA, and the Islam and America Foundation also in the US. He has dedicated himself to mentoring young Muslims, especially those who are minorities living in Western societies, towards citizenship and social responsibility. In this respect, he has become a global advocate for the empowerment of young people. The Sheikh has been constantly working towards the revival of Islam as a moral force to address the most critical issues facing America and the world, and to uplifting the social and political consciousness of Muslims. MashaAllah. Without further ado, the very best, Sheikh Khalid Yassin.
إن الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن والاه وبعض. Dear brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he made it possible for us to execute this program, even though we just gave the flyers and the tickets out just 2 weeks ago. And even though I was in Dubai for five of those days and just came back day before yesterday, and even though we had absolutely no money, and even though many people discouraged us from doing that, walau, walau, walau. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. In actuality, this program is the beginning of a project which is called Purpose Initiative. Myself and a few other OGs, that's like old guys, old generation, old gangsters, a few people We said to ourselves, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that most of his ummah will leave this world between 60 and 70. And since I'm 67, that means I'm on my way for sure. And many of us, we are on our way, and many of us, we over that. So that we have to begin preparing to pass the responsibility on to the next generation. So about 1 month ago, when my wife and I decided to move from Seattle to San Diego, I sat with a group of brothers. And I'm sorry, sisters, I didn't sit with you. But I sat with a group of brothers because we were in the mosque. And I knew eventually when you sit with brothers, it's going to wind up with the sisters too. And we talked about transferring this responsibility and the magnitude and the scope of transferring the responsibility of Islam in America. I had the same conversation in Uganda 3 years ago. I had the same conversation in Oman 2 years ago. I had the same conversation this year in Abuja in Nigeria. I had the same conversation in Holland, in Amsterdam. I had the same conversation in Stockholm. I had the same conversation in about 7 or 8 other countries. And so we decided that since this conversation has already been held, it's already a consensus. I spoke to my teachers, though my mentors, they told me, Sheikh, if this is a burning desire, concern in your heart, you need to shape it. You need to form it. You need to gather some young people together, and you need to transfer it. So what is the purpose initiative? Number one, we are encouraging young people all over the world, Muslims and their non-Muslim friends, to do a life plan. We didn't say go to school. We didn't say finish school. You should be doing that if you got common sense anyway. But there are people in this audience who graduated, postgraduate, they've been working for 30 or 40 years, very successful, but they still do not have a life plan. The most successful people materially in this world today are those who have a life plan. It's not rocket science that Japan and Singapore and India and China. I mean, people who are basically either they are mushrikeen or they are pagans or they are people who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. But Allah is just, isn't he? Allah is just, isn't he? Because those people are teaching and preaching their children, including the Yahudis, mal'un billah. They are teaching and preaching to their children. You have to have a life plan. As a result of their having life plans for the last 30, 40 years, most of the products and services that we use as Muslims here and all over the Muslim world, they are produced where? China, Korea, Singapore, Japan, India. Why? Because those people have a life plan and Allah is just. Whoever plans properly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives them the result of their plans. Another rule, brothers and sisters, and be honest with yourself. How many of you have a life plan? Now, a life plan means not you thought about it. A life plan means that you thought about it, you researched it, you designed it, you put it into writing, you double-spaced it, and you discussed it with somebody like your parents, a teacher, or a mentor, and you have it inside your heart, you got it inside your mind, and you look at it every day. How many of you have a life plan? Please, let me see. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. There's the answer. You think because you pray or you say because you're good people, you're going to succeed in the race of life? You're not going to succeed in the race of life. We may get Jannah by the grace of Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us in this world just for the Jannah. He sent us into this world here to do the best that we can do. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So, the Purpose Initiative has been put together, and we hope that within the next 30 days that we will have at least a 30 core group, at least 20 brothers, at least 10 sisters, or maybe 20 brothers and 20 sisters, but a core group of young people who are what? First, they have a life plan. Once they have a life plan, we will start to do what is called critical thinking workshops. What is it called? Critical thinking workshops. There will be about 30 or 40 of those workshops that you can take once you have a life plan. Those that do the best, those that perform the best in those critical thinking workshops, we will then motivate them, we will nominate them to become part of a global think tank. What's it called? So what's the three steps of the Purpose Initiative? First is what? Life plan. Number two is what? Critical thinking workshops. Number three? A global think tank. Because if Muslims learn to critically think, Muslims will not react. Muslims will learn to respond. When Muslims learn to respond, and we also have a think tank that we respond based upon good thinking, then Muslims will inherit the responsibility of the society. These young people that we believe, in the next year, 2014, we expect 10,000 young people, Muslims and non-Muslims, to complete a life plan in over 10 countries. We believe that at least 5,000 of those 10,000 are going to complete at least 10 critical thinking workshops. And we believe at least 100 from every country is going to be part of the global think tank. And we believe because of that, the 4,700 masajids that's in America in the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to be passed over to whom? Who's it going to be passed over to? The young people who have a life plan, the young people who also have learned to critically think, and the young people who also are being guided by a think tank. Yes, there are also young people that pray, and young people that perform hajj, and young people that are good people, and young people that are working, and young people that are educated, and young people that have this and that. But if they don't have these three, they're not going to be able to succeed or prevail in the society. You get my drift? You feel me? You feel me? Mafhoom? MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. So brothers and sisters, this Purpose Initiative, this is not an initiative for old guys and old girls. No, you can be a part of it as a mentor, as a guide, as an OG. But this Purpose Initiative, this is for young people. We don't want to argue with the people who are holding on to the chairs. One day, they're going to fall out of the chair. And they're going to be put in a box. And they will be walked and put inside the ground. And we're going to pray for them. And those chairs are going to be empty. And who's going to sit in those chairs? Another group of people. You. So brothers and sisters, I don't have a lot to say, but what I want to say to you is this. We Muslims have all the resources that we need, intellectual, financial, technological, and otherwise. But it is of little benefit to us as individuals. We must become allies and supporters. Allah says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَتَقْوَى. We have to become allies and supporters of each other. And we have to be ready to make sacrifices for this deen, as our sister, she said. We have to make the commitment to give the da'wah. Because if you don't give the da'wah, you have not completed your responsibility. You have to invite towards Islam. You have to live as a real Muslim, with a real Islamic behavior, with a real objective. wanting to do something, to make a contribution to your society, making a contribution to your family, making a contribution to your community, and therefore making a contribution to the world. We have to pray for unity. Unity just doesn't come because we talk about it. We have to pray for strength, and we will have the khilafah. The khilafah. A word that most of us, we are discouraged to say or to talk about. We can dream about Islamic State, and we can dream about the Khilafah. But the Khilafah and Islamic State is not a dream. It is a reality. But it has to come about through people who themselves have the resources. Oh, Muslim brothers and sisters, we have the right to have a global representative. We have a right to have a representative of the Muslims in America. We have the right to expect to have a leader for the Muslims in California. We have a right to expect that there is a leader for the Muslims in San Diego. We have a right to expect that. And that's not a dream. That's a responsibility. And we have to counsel each other and counsel our families and about brotherhood, and we have to eat together. The black and the white, the tall and the short, the rich and the poor, the Africans and the Asians and the Arabs and the Americans and others, we have to eat together. We have to do business together. And we want to live together, not in little secular, cultural, ethnic pockets and come to the mosque as hypocrites acting like we're brothers and sisters. No. We have to visit each other, study together, do business together, live together, and intermarry your sons and daughters. Not whom you want them to marry, but whom they want to marry, with your permission. Oh, Muslim brothers and sisters, this will create a new society of Muslims. I see in my dream, and we have all the right to dream, I see in my dream a new generation with a new inspiration. I'm going to kick it like you, my brother, for a minute. I'm talking to my brother, Sultan Habib. I'm going to kick it like you for a minute. I see in my dream a new generation with a new inspiration. I see challenges facing Muslims, newly inspired Muslims, and also the young Muslims. And there's not much difference between a new Muslim, a newly inspired Muslim, and a young Muslim. They all got the same problems. It is a fact that a large portion of the nearly 7.8 million Muslims in North America are young Muslims, new Muslims, and second generation newly inspired Muslims. So who are newly inspired Muslims? These are young Muslims of the, these are sons and daughters of the immigrants who just discovered Islam. Subhanallah. Today these Muslims are facing challenges including crime, violence, social disadvantage, teenage pregnancy, yes. I just got a call 2 days ago from a young sister saying to me that she's pregnant and she doesn't know what to do. And the young brother that made her pregnant doesn't want to marry her. And she's pregnant, but her mom and dad, they don't know. And guess what? That young sister, she's not some kind of outcast. She's the daughter of a leader of the Muslims, but that leader is not going to tell us that. Subhanallah. She's only one of hundreds of brothers and sisters who's hanging out in the hookah shops and got hooked up and cooked up. We are suffering from illiteracy, racism, low self-esteem, drug and alcohol abuse, cultural stagnation, and ideological extremism. To meet and overcome these massive challenges, these Muslims need a variety of tools and resources. And brothers and sisters, they're not in the mosque. They're not under the rug, and they're not in the minaret. And this Quran is not talking by itself, and it's not going to solve problems for you. The knowledge is here, but you got to take it out and you got to apply it with real tools and resources. Otherwise, you will die holding on to a piece of paper. And that's not what Islam is about. This lecture, these set of lectures, this event is designed to hopefully motivate and inspire these Muslims to redirect their lives, to reevaluate themselves, to make decisions that will assist them to become socially responsible, assertive, and productive. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to someone here? Is my message reaching somebody? Can I see some hands, please? Because this is not about talk, this is about transfer. This is about cash and checks. This is about cheddar cheese. This is about success. This is about influence. This is about taking advantage. This is about having the higher ground. This is about becoming successful and being winners. This is about being a leader that people choose you to be, not you choose to be a leader. This is what we're talking about. Considering these great challenges facing these Muslims, it is imperative that we become proactive and expeditious because we are losing the race of time. The choice is clear, and I want to emphasize the matter to everyone that can hear. You feel me? Brothers and sisters, these graphics that you have seen on the screen here, that you have seen looping, it's been a lot of graphics, maybe you don't even know what they are. But we have been showing you the graphics of Purpose of Life Foundation. For the last 25 years, we have been circling the globe back and forth and back and forth, trying to remove misconceptions and distortions about Islam and Muslims, but we've done a little bit. This is about the Purpose Media Group that has produced Purpose TV and now working on creating a media joint venture with 5 or 6 or 7 different agencies that will create content that anybody in the world, Muslim or non-Muslim, will want to watch. And when you choose to watch it, doesn't matter what language you speak on the side, you will choose the language that you want out of 10 languages and the subtitles will come automatically. Have you seen something like that? We're working on that now. And this is not like TV, religious TV. This is like Discovery Channel, the most watched channel in the world for now. For now. This is about Purpose Initiative. An initiative that has come about because we want to pass responsibility onto young people by telling them, get a life plan. Get a life what? Huh. And after that, start thinking what? Critically. And then, once you arrive at the ability to think critically, you start writing white papers, research papers, and you join a global think tank. This is about Purpose e-learning. We went to Dubai because we have a partner there in Dubai who is going to help us to launch Purpose e-learning. So those sisters who want to study 30 or 40 different subjects and earn certificates, but you can't travel because you don't have a mahram, well, you won't need a mahram because it'll come to you right over your computer and you'll get the certificate in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, or 1 year. Young brothers and sisters who want to study Islam, you don't have to travel all over the world and become compromised and become culturally traumatized. You don't have to leave your homes and leave your jobs and leave your families and go somewhere else, you know, on some kind of global trek and stay somewhere 6 or 8 years in Bangladesh or Pakistan or Saudi Arabia or Yemen or somewhere else and come back not even understanding your country. Because you will be able to study that through what? Purpose e-learning. We have just embarked upon a movie that's going to cost about $30 million. And some people say, Sheikh, listen, Sheikh, you're already in debt. What are you talking about? Sheikh, you're giving out envelopes. You're trying to raise money and stay alive. You're talking about a movie that costs $30 million? I tell them, brothers, it's my life. It's my book. It's somebody else's money. You feel me? And we are on the way to doing this movie. And it's not about Malcolm X. It's about the last 47 years of my life and what I perceive to be the answers that we have to give to the world concerning Islam and the world, about America and Islam, and about the critical issues facing humanity. I believe that if God gives me the life, this film, it will surpass. It will probably be one of the major films of the 21st century. That's what my mentors and people are telling me. We hope that you will pray for that, that Allah will just give me a little bit, few more years. This is about Purpose TV. This is about CYS, Challenge Your Soul. An alternative to Facebook. This is about Al Wahi, a search engine that belongs to us, or a filter that we create and make a partnership with Google, so that with that filter, you take that software filter, put it in your home, you can use Google and no trash will come. And this is about IP media, webcasting all over the world and monetizing that webcast so that we don't have to beg for no money. Do you feel what I'm saying? Having said that, brothers and sisters, we have run out of time. And when you run out of time, guess what? It's like running out of breath. And when you run out of breath, it's like the last heartbeat. It means the end. It means it's over. So brothers and sisters, listen, to make all this work, I want to be very honest with you. We have paid the $6,600 it cost us to be here. And we don't want to go to no ragtag place. We could not afford to give you, you know, chicken biryani and roasted duck and whatever else that you might have expected for $10. I'm sorry. But we did our best. And we brought you to a place that you have been before. You can see the quality of the place. You can see the decency of the people. And we spent that money before we sold any tickets because we believed that this was something we had to do. I didn't take it from my pocket. I got it from people just like yourselves. And brothers and sisters, what we did by your coming, we didn't even break even. But we're not worried about the money. What we're worried about is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we do our job? So to make everything balance itself out, brothers and sisters, there's an envelope that you have. Can I see the envelope, please? Can I see the envelope? I want to make sure you got it. Don't be hiding the envelope. Okay, there's no address on it. There ain't no telephone on it. So it's not the kind of envelope that you put inside and make it like you're going to get back to us later. No, the envelope is give and take. We give it to you and we take it back right now. Now, if you don't think that the Purpose of Life Foundation, Purpose Media Group, if you don't think that Purpose Initiative, if you don't think these young people, if you don't think that the staff, our executive staff, if you don't think that the work that we've been doing, the PE learning, the movie, the Purpose TV, the IP media, if you don't think it's real, and if you don't think it's worth it, guess what? Give us back the envelope with no comment. Thank you very much. But if you think it has a value beyond what you ate and beyond what you have heard, we ask you, brothers and sisters, to write a check. Based upon, yes, write a check based upon your capability. Yes, sisters, reach inside your Gucci bags. And brothers, open your envelopes and open your hearts. Open your wallets and open your hearts. And write us a check. Purpose of Life Foundation. Purpose of Life Foundation. Or put a Benjamin. Is that a 50? That's 100, right? Yeah. What's a 50?
That's a grant, yeah. We need Benjamins and Grants. Because we cannot establish a global purpose media foundation. We can't do that with George Washington's. And brothers and sisters, please, if you got some coins, we appreciate whatever you give, but keep your coins and give them to your kids and buy some candy. Because we need to give according to what it calls for. If anybody has any doubts, keep your doubts and keep your money. But if you believe that what we're doing here will make an investment for the next generation, we need you to put something in these envelopes that respect that. We need you to do that now. Can I see the envelope again, please? So I want to take just 30 seconds, because that's all it takes. 30 seconds for me to reach inside. Excuse me, I don't even have any money. That's because any money I got, you know who got it, right? The Minister of the Interior. You know who that is. But I don't mind. I don't mind. So, brothers and sisters, what we want you to do, may Allah bless you, sir. What we want you to do, brothers and sisters, somebody will collect this here from you, brothers, please. What we want you to do now, 30 seconds, please, take a deep breath and say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And put inside this envelope whatever you believe that the future deserves. Your children, your grandchildren. Whatever your children and your grandchildren and the Islamic work in this city, whatever you believe that it deserves, that's what we want you to put inside this envelope. Now, brothers and sisters, if you say to me, Sheikh, where's this money going? Yeah, because there are people here who's like that. We want to know where the money's going. Well, then join us and you'll know where it's going. Brothers and sisters, we have prepared a very beautiful brochure. Very beautiful brochure. It cost us $3,500 to make 15,000 of these brochures. We now only have approximately 4,000 of these brochures left because we distribute them all over the world. So brothers and sisters, we will give you one of these on the way out that you can read, that you can reflect, that you can comment, and you can understand the work that we are doing. The only thing that's not in this brochure is Purpose Initiative, because Purpose Initiative just took birth when? A month ago. And this program came out of that ad hoc project called Purpose Initiative. So brothers and sisters, let me see a show of hands of everybody who has given an envelope already. Good. So since everybody has given an envelope, since everyone has given an envelope, I'd like to do one more thing. There are 5 or 10 people in this room who could very easily assist us to establish the kind of office that we need in San Diego. We don't need an office the size of this room. But we do need an office that's probably going to cost us around $3,000 a month. And we need to put inside that office other things that you know that an office needs to have, so that we have a staff. So we have a budget. Our budget is about $7,000 a month just for Purpose of Life Foundation, not any other project. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that $7,000 a month for 12 months is how much? That's $84,000 a year. So brothers and sisters, we don't want to ask you to help us raise that money for the year, because the year is almost out. But we need that office tomorrow. And to finish up this year, we need to raise $15,000 right now for November and December. We will come back to this place, inshallah, in January, and we will have that office, and we will raise some more money. Because the webcast right now is free. We decided to do 5 world webcasts until we get 100,000 viewers. Right now, I think we have about 32,000 viewers. By the end of this year, I think we will have 100,000 dedicated viewers. So I'd like to ask somebody here that owns business, somebody here that's an investor, somebody here that owns a house, somebody here that loves Islam, that understands what we're talking about. We need 15 people that have $1,000 that will give to us. Or we need 5 people that will give us $3,000. Or we need 1 person who will give us the 15. Can I see somebody's hand? Just raise your hand. Anybody can give us $5,000? Anyone would like to give the Purpose of Life $5,000? You can write the check. You can pay it in 30 days. You can pay it in 15 days. You can pay it tonight. Whatever it is. Anybody would like to give $5,000? Nobody? Nobody would like to give $5,000? To earn all the rewards of the young people and all the work that we're going to be doing in this city? That's okay. I'm not angry. And I'm not disappointed. And I'm not surprised. Would anybody like to give $3,000? $3,000 means that your giving $3,000 is the same as giving like $8 a day. Does anybody would like to give $3,000? Can I see a hand, please? $3,000? $3,000 going once? $3,000 going twice? Anyone would like to give $3,000? That's okay. I'm not angry. I'm not surprised. Let's bring it down to something that perhaps you feel is a little bit more practical. How many people here would like to make the sacrifice to give $1,000, a $1,000 pledge to the Purpose of Life Foundation, Purpose Media Group, to support the work that we are doing, that you see presently, and that you will see in the future? Can I see 15 people, or a few people who will give $1,000? There's one. There's two. There's one, there's two. Any more? One, two. Anybody else please raise the envelope so I can see it, or raise your hand so I can see it? One, two is fine. Anybody else? Please raise your hand so I can see. I saw one. I saw two. Anybody else would like to give $1,000? Fine. Three. MashaAllah. May Allah want to reward all of you. Brothers and sisters, let's take it down to 500. Who would like to give 500? This is like giving like $1.50 a day, $1.40 a day, $1.35 a day. That's what it is. That's what you're giving. That's what it equals to in a year. How many people would like to give 500? One? Anybody else like to give 500? Two? Anyone else like to give 500? Can I see the hand? Because it's kind of lighter than my eyes. We got one, two, 500. Okay, so that's one, two, 3,000, and two 500s, that's 4,000, isn't it? Is that correct? Good. Now, let's make it so that like everybody can kind of like stand up and do it. How many people here forget about the envelopes? Whatever you gave, it's like water in the sink. It's gone. Who would like to give $100? How many people would like to give $100? In addition to whatever you gave, $100, please raise your hand. One, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Sisters, can you just raise your hand so I can see? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Anyone else? Another 15? Anyone else? 100? Anyone else? 100 going once? 100 going twice? A brick in the Jannah? Anybody else? Fine. So that's 1,400 plus 5,000. That's what? That's 6,400. Is that correct? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless everyone who gave. We ask Allah to accept from us. So that's 6,400. We ask you, please, make that pledge this evening. Because once you walk outside, shaitan will be on. Your wife is going to say, are you crazy? Or your husband's going to tell you, who gave you permission to give away my money? Or you're going to start thinking to yourself about the debt you got and the payment, this bill and that bill and so-and-so, oh, this and that, and it's gone. Gone. Shaitan robbed you because he reminded you of poverty. So I'm suggesting to you, all of you, that you made a pledge this evening Make the payment this evening. If you can't make it this evening because you say that check, I don't have a check. But guess what? We brought the bank to you. So we got the machines over there, right there. So I know you got these plastic cards because America is going plastic. So you have no excuse. You got to find another excuse. So the ATM machine is right there. You just be in line, swipe it. This is allowed. We give you the receipt. It's a done deal. My fool? You understand? Okay. So brothers and sisters, we want to wrap up our program because we are really behind the time, and we're going to have to answer for going over our time. And we really thank our guest, Victoria, who is the event manager here, who has gone home because she starts work at 8 o'clock in the morning. We want to thank her for facilitating this for her, us and her staff here at the Jacob Center. And for brothers and sisters to know this, we have already booked this center for 4 events so that we know where we're going to be at. So in about another 2 weeks, you're going to see another set of flyers. That's going to give us like at least like a couple of months advance. So this way, you know, we won't be trying to do something in 2 weeks. And then again in April. So in January, we'll do something. In April, we'll do something. In July, we're going to do something right here in the same place. Say inshallah. We also want to thank all the leaders of the Muslims and all the masajids that allowed us to go there and promote this project, who also perhaps sent people, who also sent some tickets or bought some tickets. We want to thank the mothers and fathers and all the people in business who bought tickets. We want to thank those brothers, those two brothers especially, who came to me and bought 100 tickets. Alhamdulillah. They just anonymously just gave it and left. May Allah bless all of you. May Allah bless the sisters and their children. May Allah bless the brothers and their wives and their families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the elder people here. May Allah bless the people who came out who represent the masajids so that they can go back and say what we have done or we did not do. And we ask Allah to accept from us. And we thank Brother Yusuf Barahu, who is the coordinator of the Purpose Initiative. Yes, it is his team. We want to thank Brother Khalid Badwia. Is that Khalid's name? Bedwawi, like Badwi, huh? Bedwawi. We want to thank Sister Naveen, and we want to thank Brother Yusuf Al-Itali, because I don't know his last name. I want to thank Brother Jihad, and I want to thank, who else we got? We Brother Sheba, and we want to thank Brother Hamid and his mother and her family. And there's so many other people here that if I didn't say your name, don't blame me. Because I got, you know, I'm an OG, I got the first A of Alzheimer's. And last of all, we want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we can't miss that. Brother, please come. Where's Brother Isaiah? Is Isaiah here? Is Isaiah here? Isaiah, how you feel? How you feel, Isaiah? Isaiah, where you at? Isaiah, in your reading, before we give this gentleman shahada, in your reading, Isaiah, because you were at our other program, and I know you got a Muslim friend, and I know, Aki, you got that heart because we had some talk already. Have you read something since we talked? Do you bear witness? Do you believe that there's none that we worship except one God? Huh? You can't make a decision tonight. It's okay. Keep coming to us, brother. Because Allah will give you some kind of blessing because of being in the company of these kinds of people. So, please, what is the brother's name?
Williams.
William?
Briggs.
Rick Williams.
Rick Williams.
Yes, sir.
MashaAllah. Rick. Abdul Ghani.
Thank you.
Because Rick means rich.
Uh-huh.
And Abdul Ghani means the slave of the one who is the most rich. So let us tell your story quickly.
Well, I didn't come prepared to make this decision tonight, but it seems so logical and so right that I feel I can witness the fact that there is but one God. I can witness the fact that he has one prophet, and my love for him is boundless.
Brother Abdulaziz from Morocco has been a friend for Brother Rick for almost 18 years. And I just want to let you know the importance of being a good Muslim, a working Muslim. Through his relationship, ordinary relationship, Brother Rick decided he wanted to be like him, he wanted to pray like him, and he had pictures with Kofi. You see him, he's just like a new prophet. The way he dressed, he can see him looking Muslim before he even takes the Shahada. So my just word to you is that the way you practice your deen by walking, by talking, by acting means a lot to people than, you know, your kufi or your jilbab or anything. So I want to thank the brother for, you know, trying his best. That's all you can do. No one can make human being Muslim. Allah can make a Muslim. You can only present Islam. That's why we are ummat da'wah. So inshallah, you can all do the same in your own locality. So the brother is ready. And after my speech, I talked to him. And all what he said represents Islam. And I said, what are you waiting for? He said, well, I'm ready. So I said, death has no time and can come unannounced. And today he's ready to join the ummah. Barakallahu fiqh.
So, Brother Rick.
Yes, sir.
The words of Shahada are very easy, and it's only like a formula. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this formula. We're just passing the formula on. So I'll say in Arabic what you have already said as a formula. You recite after me, and these will be your witnesses. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Say A'udhu.
A'udhu.
Billahi.
Billahi.
Mina.
Mina.
Shaitan.
Shaitan.
Nirrajim.
Nirajim.
Bismillah.
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 Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman.
Nirrahim.
Nirrahim.
La ilaha.
La ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
Salah.
Salah.
Lahu.
Lahu.
Alayhi.
Alayhi.
Wasalam.
Wasalam.
That's called kalima.
That's all kalima.
This is called kalimatain. I'm saying
kalimatain.
This means to say two words or two statements. Now we want to do what's called the proclamation.
Yes, sir.
So say ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An la.
An la.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Wahdahu.
Wahdahu.
La.
La.
Sharika.
Sharika.
Lahu.
Lahu.
Wa-ash-hadu.
Wa-ash-hadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Abduhu.
Abduhu.
Wa-rasulu.
Wa-rasulu.
Salah.
Salah.
Lahu.
Lahu.
Alayhi.
Alayhi.
Wasalam.
Wasalam.
Amin.
Amin.
Oh, one moment, brother. Brother Rick, previously you were Christian, like myself, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir. It is correct.
Alhamdulillah. And so, although we inherit the mission of Jesus, peace be upon him, and the faith of Jesus, peace be upon him, there was something taught to us from that time until now, which we have to refute. And the Prophet ﷺ told us, those people who enter Islam from Christianity, they should say something else. So I want you just to say, if you agree, say it. If you don't agree, you don't have to.
No, I agree.
And I bear witness.
I bear witness.
That Isa.
That Isa.
Who is Jesus.
Who is Jesus.
The son of Mary.
The son of Mary.
That he is the spirit.
That he is the spirit.
And a word.
And a word.
From Allah.
From Allah.
And his mother.
And his mother.
Is pure.
Is pure.
Ameen.
Ameen.
Takbir. Takbir. Now, brothers and sisters, listen.
Takbir Allahu Akbar is great. But when I became a Muslim, when I see other people become Muslim, there's something else that I think you should do. Don't be hugging and kissing and all that there and giving advice and all that. No. Even though he looks to me to be a very responsible, working man, a very balanced man, father, probably grandfather, we need to put together a gift for him. So what I want the brothers and sisters to do, I want you to reach back into your pockets. I don't care if it's $1, $5, $10 a person, whatever it is. Reach into your pockets and give a gift to him. He doesn't have to use it. If he wants to give it to his wife, if he wants to give it to his grandchildren, if he wants to buy some books or whatever he wants to do, it's a gift from us. This is what I do for non-Muslims when they become Muslims all over the world. And I hope that you would accept this from us.
Thank you, sir.
So don't put that money in a box over here. Just one of the brothers here collect it from the brothers, and the sisters collect it from the sisters, and bring it up here and give it to one of us before we go out, and we're going to hand it over to our brother Rick. Brother Rick, listen, Abdul Ghani. Abdul Ghani means the servant of the most wealthy. It's one of the names of God. Okay? Since your name is Rick, it's come from Richard.
There you go.
Or comes from that which is enriched. So it means Abdul Ghani.
Abdul Ghani.
Abdul Ghani. So brother, listen, when you finish here, you should go home, take a bath. Not because you're not clean, but as a ceremony. And you should pray. And the brothers will tell you. But when you pray, don't pray for them first. Pray for me first. Why? Because I'm jealous. And selfish. We should ask each other for each other's dua.
Yes.
And since he gave me the opportunity to pass this on, make dua for me. My name is Khalid Yasin. You can't remember that? Abu Muhammad.
Abu Muhammad.
And if they're jealous too, pray for all three of us. Once. Okay, brother?
Yes, may Allah bless you, Akhi. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you, Akhi.
Thank you, sir.
Brothers, if we did not accomplish anything this evening at all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, somebody enters Islam through our hands, khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide brother Isaiah. This is his second sitting with us. We ask Allah to guide him and make it easy for him to be able to make this decision and this transition. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make those who are his friends effective, you understand me, in guiding him, inshaAllah. Brothers and sisters, unfortunately, we need to vacate this hall because we are at least 20 minutes behind time. So, sisters, if you will go this way, and brothers, if you will kind of go that way, those of you who have made commitments, please stop at the table over here and make your commitment, inshallah, and pay those things. May Allah bless all of you. We say, Subhanaka, Allahumma, wa bihamdika, wa nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka, wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin.
Insight into the issues that shape our lives, our societies, and the planet we all share. The content provided by Purpose TV addresses the many challenges facing humanity today and removes misconceptions and distortions concerning Muslims and Islam. It is moral-minded media for the modern world. Purpose TV delivers a wide variety of programming, including Why Man Should Believe in God, Islam, America, and the World, What is Our Purpose in Life? The Erosion of the Family. Too Hot to Handle. Youth Issues. The Needy and the Greedy. What do you really know about Islam? The Creation of Money. In Their Own Words, the Story of Muslim Women. And The New Muslim World. Purpose TV is the answer.